It surely says something about our culture that a single tweet can turn into a major racial incident. You probably heard about this. The Colbert Report sent out a tweet that was basically a joke without the setup. And a lot of people, especially Asian Americans, didn't think it was so funny. They thought it was a straight-up racist remark. We've been wondering whether there are lessons to be learned from this whole Twitter episode. So we called Jay Caspian Kang, who wrote a piece about it for The New Yorker. Hey, Jay, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So can you quickly recap the events? I mean, it started with this tweet that Stephen Colbert's corporate account sent out, which said what?
The tweet itself said, "I am willing to show the Asian community that I care by introducing the Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for Sensitivity to Orientals," or whatever, which was a reference to a organization that was set up by Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington Redskins, in what many thought was sort of a dubious attempt to get in front of a lot of the negative attention that the team's name has been receiving, in which he set up like a foundation called the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation, which, you know, still had the what many consider a racial epithet in the title.
So Colbert thinks he is calling out what he sees as racist behavior. But then he became the subject and the target of some ire. What happened then?
I think that when the tweet came out, without the sort of context of the first part of the joke, then it does seem a little bit shocking almost to see if somebody is just sort of scanning through their Twitter feed. One of the people who was scanning through their Twitter feed was a 23-year-old activist named Sui Park, who responded by replicating the tweet and saying that she was outraged and trying to whip up a storm through Twitter that would sort of raise awareness that this was not okay.
So let me ask you this. As an Asian American, did you find Colbert's tweet to be offensive, even considering the context of the joke?
No, but I would also say that, you know, I think some of what Sui Park was saying, Asian Americans who are second generation, it's sort of ingrained in our heads to always protect that idea of assimilation and upward mobility. One of the things that upsets us, I think, a lot of times is when somebody comes and agitates in a way that would reflect badly upon us and would reflect badly upon the people who we would consider our allies who are trying to help us have this sort of assimilation post-racial dream.
You write that Asian Americans in particular are often the target of tasteless race-based humor in this country. Why is that?
If you can find a group that isn't going to make a big stink about it and you can sort of slip a somewhat offensive joke past, then you will always choose the path of least resistance. And I think that's why a lot of these sorts of jokes get cast off on Asians and Asian Americans. I think the writers in Hollywood know that it's just not going to be an issue the way that it would be if the joke was on another minority group.
Does Twitter help or hinder our national conversation about race?
That's a difficult question. There have been times where I've deleted my account because it becomes so maddening, and where it seems like little things are pointed at and attempted to make a huge deal out of. But I don't know. I think that when you look at it from somebody like Sui Park's perspective, the whole point is to be heard. And if it takes a tweet about a TV show to be heard, you know, aside from my piece, there are quotes from her or interviews with her that have appeared in a lot of major publications. She wrote something for Time. She was interviewed for Salon. You know, in that sense, it's sort of hard to argue with her that she's not advancing her agenda.
Jay Caspian Kang is a writer and a contributor to NewYorker.com. Jay, thanks so much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.